Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Creative Alchemist podcast. To those of you already supporting the show with a monthly subscription, thank you so much. If you'd like to become a supporter and help make this show possible, tap the link in this episode's description or visit anchor.fm/thecreativealchemist to become a monthly supporter. Thank you all again and enjoy.
There you go.
And we're back. Y'all don't know what happened, nor will you ever.
Yeah, you don't need to know. Mind your business.
Yeah, seriously. What the fuck? So what are some practical things like books, podcasts, classes, etc., that have helped you along the way?
Yeah. So as always, if you're going to use a source, make sure it's a reputable source. Do not stop at Wikipedia. Do not take .net or .au article and assume that that's the final word in any subject. Always do your due diligence. But also taking a note from your friends and your colleagues who have more experience than you do. So SuliNet has been a huge resource to me as far as like finding books for my betterment. A great example is like Women Who Run With Wolves. That was an incredible book and I'm grateful every day that I've read it. So there's that. Also, like, and again, this is going to take due diligence, but YouTube can be an amazing resource to learn how to do things. Like, I've learned things about my car. I've learned how to do hair. I've learned how to, you know, do all sorts of home improvement projects based on YouTube videos. So really, the resources are available. They're out there. It's just going to be your due diligence. Also, looking at you, white people, do your due diligence. If you're going to look for resources on what you can do to further, you know, anti-racist initiatives to support people and communities who really need it, do the research. And if you're not willing to do the research, then make sure that you're compensating the people that you want to do the teaching and or research. Always. Do I have specific looks? Do I have specific links? At this moment, I do not, but I can get them. And
yeah,
I think
which means you should follow Jazz and also then cash at them for their labor and time.
Yeah. I think I just saw two bumblebees fucking I'm sorry. I was so distracted by
You know they do that.
I mean I guess they must, but I've never seen that happen. Two chubby little bumblebees fucking mid-flight.
It was the bee's knees. Oh god.
It was like maybe I should leave the porch and just like give them a moment. So there's that.
They brought that to you. No,
they really did. I was like, what? Oh no. Yeah, sorry.
Nah, it's cool. What would you say you're still learning, or what's something that you are curious about learning more about?
I mean, I like to think I'm always learning. I feel like if you feel like you're the expert in anything, then you need to rethink that. So one of my hopes for my life is that I will always be learning and I'll learn something new every day. That being said, I am always curious about things that have to do with how the brain works and mental health and well-being. And so I'm always studying that sort of thing and wanting to know more about that, which is why I'm in the field that I'm in. I would also love to learn how to successfully grow strawberries every year, because I'm still waiting for those to come in. And I know it's early in the season, but I'm impatient. I want to learn how to convincingly and safely bind my boobs for drag. I want to learn how to poach an egg. safely. That's the key word. Safely bind, which means not binding for a long time and definitely not doing it with like hardware tape and things like that, which is an important note. I want to learn how I can be of use to my community, always. I want to learn about the specific people and communities who exist around me, who are in my neighborhood, who are sharing my struggle and who are outside of my struggle. I want to be as aware of the world that I'm living in as I possibly can. So, I mean, always, I'm just always learning, and, you know, I'm just excited about the opportunities to do so that are coming up.
Dig it. So talk to me about the dream, not the dream. Talk to me about the dreams, plural. What are the dreams? What's going on? Where are we? What's built? What's happening?
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the dreams is to get regular events going again once, you know, once we're post-COVID and things are safe again. I would love to see the Queer Babe Brunch back up, which was like my monthly brunch event, which was really wonderful because it provided a space during the day where people in the queer community, particularly like queer people of color, could gather and sort of fellowship and network, and it was really wonderful. And we also had events going on at night, like the speed mixers to meet new people and adult spelling bees and things like that, just generating a sense of community. I would love to be able to get back out there and do my part in educating people who are not as aware of the difficulties that, you know, that people face in a white supremacist system. That's one of my dreams. And, you know, getting my license is a dream. You know, getting my license as a social worker, that'd be nice. I'm not super excited about the prospect of, like, more studying in school, like formal school. But also, like, I kind of love the idea of adding more letters to my name. So there's that.
Dig it. Yeah. And last but not least, how can we support you in your dream? Mza, plural.
Dream son. I mean, honestly, I feel like getting the follows and the messages from people who have watched my journey from the very beginning has been super encouraging and super helpful. And being in a place where I can offer help or advice to other people also has been really fulfilling for my soul. So, you know, just follow me if you can. And if you are interested in a chaotic, neutral weirdo who has a bazillion projects going on. and I'll follow you back because, you know, we're in this weird, you know, human journey together.
Any closing words for folks out there who are particularly the Black and brown and queer babies out there that may be tuning in and are looking for something?
I think if I could leave you with anything, it's the reminder that you're not in a competition with anyone but yourself. And so whatever time you need to process your feelings, to process your thoughts, to get over that trauma, to get over that person, to move into who it is that you want to be, take your time and do that. Take your time and nurture yourself in the best way that you know how. If you can't be positive about yourself, that's okay because you're human. If you can be neutral about yourself, that's all that I'm going to ask you. If you don't have the spoons to do everything that's on your list, then if you do have the spoons to do one thing, that's completely valid. Even if you can't do that one thing, you're valid, and nothing's going to change that. You're loved. You're valuable. You're going to make it. Yeah.
Feel free to screen record that, y'all, and use that audio whenever you need it, that particular part, not the rest of it, because I will find you. Last but not least, I think I said that for this question, but I mean, this one is the last one. How can people appropriately stalk you? Where can we find you?
Yes, if you Google Brown Feminem, that's the word brown and FEMINEM, you will find me. So find me.
Yeah, friend. I love you so much.
I love you too. Thank you for having me.
love how we say it's like painful. I love you too.
We should record another one of these when I inevitably come up to visit you in New Hampshire.
Yes, absolutely. We got this. I'm looking
all
forward
that good
to it.
Shit. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm excited for folks to hear this, to hear you, to hear the stuff that you're working on.
Thank you. This has been so much fun. Appreciate you. Appreciate all of you listening. And you know, don't forget to look for pictures of my porch.
Peasant ass neighbors.
Yes.
Alrighty, mi gente. This has been another episode of The Creative Alchemist. I am your hostess with the mostest, Sulinet. You can check out the rest of my life at sulinet.com. That's ZULYNETTE.com. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and support it with a monthly subscription by clicking on this episode's description or by visiting anchor.fm/thecreativealchemist. Thank you to our current supporters. Until next time, stay hydrated, stay creative. Peace.